AircheckDownloads.com.
Continuing now with our countdown of the 40 biggest hits in the USA, I want to welcome a new radio station to the American Top 40 family. It's 610 KOJM in Havre, Montana. Great to have you with us. My name's Casey Kasem. This is AT40, and our countdown continues.
Number 9.
Here's the current hit by Sheena Easton. It reached the top 10 on the pop and the soul chart. This week, it's number 9 pop, number 3 soul. It was written and co-produced by Alexander Nevermind, a pseudonym for Prince. Here's Sheena Easton with Sugar Walls. Second week at number 9 on American Top 40, Sugar Walls by Sheena Easton. A listener wants to know, who's the number 1 female group of the rock era? Well, the top 5 alphabetically are Martha and the Vandellas, the McGuire Sisters, the Pointer Sisters, the Shirelles, and the Supremes. We'll put them in order in just a few minutes.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
Once a week with AT40, and you know how your favorite songs are doing across the USA and around the world. Like the current smash by Foreigner. It's hit number 1 in Britain, Australia, and here in America. This week, it drops a notch from number 7 to number 8. I Want to Know What Love Is.
I've gotta take a little time.
Foreigner on American Top 40, still in the top 10 for the 8th consecutive week. This week, they fall a notch to number 8 with I Want to Know What Love Is. Now, let's answer that question about female groups. Carl E. Fuller, Jr. in Maryland wants to know, who's the number 1 female group of the rock era? Well, Carl, let's count down the top 5. In 5th place is a female group who are on the Motown label. Their biggest hits included smashes like Heat Wave and Dancing in the Streets. They are Martha and the Vandellas. In 4th place is a female group that started out as a quartet. 4 sisters. Now they're a trio, and their biggest hits include Slow Hand, Automatic, and Jump for My Love. Of course, the Pointer Sisters. The female group in 3rd place from the early 1960s topped the charts with number ones like Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow and Soldier Boy, the Shirelles. In 2nd place, we have another group made up of sisters. 3 sisters who hit big in the early years of the rock era with smashes like Sincerely and Sugar Time. They are the McGuire Sisters. And finally, we have the number 1 female group of the rock era, a group who recorded for the Motown label, and their original name was the Primettes. We know them better under another name. The group that has had 12 number 1 songs like Stop in the Name of Love and Baby Love, songs by the Supremes. And there's your answer, Carl. The number 1 female group of the rock era, who else but the Supremes? Thanks for writing in. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 7.
Dropping a notch, here's that trio we just mentioned, who ranks as the 4th biggest female group of the rock era, the Pointer Sisters, singing up a storm on Neutron Dance. After 3 consecutive weeks at number 6, they fall a notch to 7 with Neutron Dance, the Pointer Sisters from the LP Breakout. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a woman in Australia to her closest friend, 8,000 miles away.
The hits from coast to coast.
Tune them out, then fries.
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like Q105, WMSQ-FM, Havelock and Cherry Point, North Carolina, Stereo 104, KHOP, Modesto, California, and 1150 CKOC, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Julian Lennon leaps 9 big notches and gets his 2nd top 10 hit here in the USA. He's at number 6 with Too Late for Goodbyes. 21-year-old Julian Lennon. His first hit, Valotte, went to number 9. His follow-up climbs higher. It moves this week from 15 to number 6. Too Late for Goodbyes. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is from a woman in Melbourne, Australia, who writes about a friendship built across 8,000 miles of Pacific Ocean. She begins, "Dear Casey, about 2.5 years ago, when I was still in high school, I became pen pals with a girl in Downey, California. Throughout our 2.5 year friendship, which has consisted mostly of letters and a few tapes, Joanna's helped me through some of my more desperate times. The high school I attended in Melbourne was for gifted or highly intelligent students. Following graduation from that high school, I was channeled toward the same sort of college. It was there that they attempted to form me into some sort of academic whiz kid, which was not what I wanted. All I wanted out of life was to be a drama and English teacher in high school. It was through Joanne's words of faith and her confiding in me about her similar life that I enrolled in a normal college to become a high school teacher. But just before I changed colleges, my mother died suddenly. It was again through Joanne's letters that I found courage. Just when I was retreating into my world of poetry and books and beginning to give up my life at college altogether. Joanne has been my pillar of power at times when I felt lowest. For that, I'd like to thank her in this small way. Our friendship is silent. Words upon paper form the links of our ocean-spanning friendship. Like the words from the song, The Sounds of Silence, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend. Silence is my friend because that's all I'll ever know until Joanne and I meet in person one day. Casey, would you please play The Sounds of Silence in tribute to Joanne's great friendship to me? Signed, Sue. Okay, Sue, here's your long-distance dedication.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That's the number one song from 1965 by Simon and Garfunkel. The Sounds of Silence, a long-distance dedication from Sue in Australia to her pen pal Joanne in California. Up next on American Top 40, the biggest mover in the countdown. It leaps 13 notches into the top 10. All you need is the right material.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
Billboard ranks them, AT40 counts them down. I'm Casey Kasem.
Number 5.
Here's this week's biggest mover, a song that leaps 13 notches from 18 and lands in the top 10 up here at number 5. It's the latest hit by one of the hottest recording stars of the past year, Madonna. Here's Material Girl. Madonna moving from 18 to number 5, biggest mover in the countdown. She's following in the footsteps of her number 1 song, Like a Virgin, with Material Girl, Madonna. We're counting down to The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey, a song from the smash movie starring the hottest young comedian in America today, a man who went in just 3 years from $750 a week on Saturday Night Live to a $15 million-plus movie contract.
The hits from coast to coast!
Coast to coast!
You're searching for a deal on a getaway to a secluded beach.
We're coming to you from Hollywood. It was 20 years ago that the Beach Boys took their song, California Girls, to number 3. Became a pop rock classic. Well, last week, the hit remake by David Lee Roth climbed as high as the Beach Boys' original. But this week climbs no higher. It drops from number 3 to number 4. California Girls. David Lee Roth from the EP Crazy from the Heat, the song written by Brian Wilson, California Girls. It falls from number 3 to number 4 this week. Now we're up to the song The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey, one of 2 hits in our survey from the movie Beverly Hills Cop, a movie that stars the hottest comedian in America today. I'm talking, of course, about Eddie Murphy. And just how hot is Eddie Murphy? Well, when he joined Saturday Night Live in 1980, they paid him $750 a week. 3 years later, Eddie Murphy signed a contract with Paramount Pictures that guaranteed him $15 million. His part of the bargain was to make 5 films with Paramount, from which he gets a substantial percentage of the profits. And that includes Beverly Hills Cop, which is already up to a box office gross of $175 million and still going strong. So where did this phenomenon come from? Well, he grew up in New York in the suburban community of Roosevelt, Long Island. His father is a salesman for an ice cream company. His mother is a telephone operator. And ever since Eddie was a young boy, he says he always wanted to be a comedian. By the time he was in high school, he was appearing in local comedy clubs. He was noticed in one of those clubs by someone from Saturday Night Live when Eddie was only 18 years old. And from his very first days on the show, Saturday Night Live's dropping ratings began to climb. His film career began with 48 Hours, picked up steam with Trading Places, and went into high gear with Beverly Hills Cop. This week, two songs from that movie starring Eddie Murphy, America's hottest comedian, are in our countdown. Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters at number 7, and up a notch at number 3, The Heat Is On by Glenn Frey. Glenn Frey on American Top 40, moving from number 4 to number 3 with The Heat Is On from Beverly Hills Cop. Coming up, the new number 1 song in the land. It's the second trip to the top for the band whose first number 1 was Keep On Loving You.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Do you have a sinus headache?
American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. After 3 weeks at number 1, the smash ballad by Englishman George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley drops to number 2. Here's Wham with Careless Whisper. Wham featuring George Michael with Careless Whisper. After 3 consecutive weeks at number 1, it falls to number 2 in our countdown. Well, now, before we hear the new number 1 song in the USA, let's check out the number 1s on Billboard's other charts. Number 1 on the album chart, Make It Big by the duo whose smash Careless Whisper we just heard, Wham. Number 1 on the country chart, My Only Love by the Statler Brothers. Number 1 on the soul chart, Missing You by Diana Ross. And on Billboard's pop singles chart, the Hot 100, it's time for the second number 1 song for a band originally from Champaign, Illinois, that's now based in L.A. Their very first top 40 hit went all the way to number 1 back in 1981. Keep On Loving You. And now they've hit number 1 again. The most popular song in the land is by the band REO Speedwagon. The new number 1 song, Can't Fight This Feeling. The new number 1 song in the USA, Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. And there you are, the 40 most popular records in America, determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending March 9th, 1985. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Executive producers Tom Roms, producer Don Bastani, with Merrill Schindler, Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Dana Schwartzwalder, Stephen Brand, Alan Kaufman, Elaine Stieglitz, Imad Jamal, Mike Williams, Stu Jacobs, and Ron Shapiro. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
DareCheckDownloads.com.